This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Rosales, R-O-S-A-L-E-S, first name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, date of birth May 25th, 1965, date of evaluation September 7, 2023, referred by Disability and Social Service, identifying information, patient presented a California ID card which correctly identified the claimant, period. The HBID patient is a 58-year-old female who is known to have a history of diabetes type 2, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, rheumatoid arthritis, and obstructive sleep apnea, and is maintained on CPAP, period. She further has history of thyroid nodules and vitamin D deficiency, period. She reports that she was diagnosed with coronary artery disease and underwent stenting for myocardial infarction, period. She had first developed symptoms approximately greater than 1 year ago, period. At that time, she developed chest pain, diaphoresis, and shortness of breath, period. She was hospitalized, period. She stated that she was taken to the cath lab, where she then underwent stent of unknown coronary arteries, period. She then had a second myocardial infarction in 2022, at which time she was again admitted and underwent repeat left heart catheterization and PCI by way of the radial artery, period. Again, intervention was unclear, period. Today she reports easy fatigability and shortness of breath and minimal activity, period. Past medical history, one coronary artery disease, hypertension, next number hypertension, next number borderline diabetes, next number hyperlipidemia, next number obesity, next number thyroid disease, next number osteoarthritis, next number obstructive sleep apnea, past surgical history, left heart catheterization, times two, procedure for kidney stones, the medication. Patient does not know her medication, period. However, she apparently is on lisinopril and diazide for high blood pressure. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, although her mother did have heart problems, a social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use, review of systems, HEENT, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears, she has tinnitus. Next, she has stiffness and pain. Cardiovascular, as per HBI, gastrointestinal. She has constipation. Musculoskeletal, she has pain and stiffness of multiple joints. Neurologic, she has headache and vertigo. Psychiatric, she has depression and insomnia. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/88, pulse 69, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Remained out of examination. Lower extremity, she has very close to the upper lower extremity. Abdomen is obese. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review. She was referred for treadmill testing. Baseline ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 70 beats per minute and is otherwise significant for non-specific ST T wave changes, especially in the anterior lead period. The patient exercised 1 minute. Correction, patient exercised 56 minutes and achieved a peak heart rate of 118% of maximum predicted period. Test was negative for EKG changes, period. She did experience chest pain, dizziness, dyspnea, and fatigue, period. The impression, this is a 58-year-old female who is known to have history of coronary artery disease. She has ongoing symptoms of dyspnea, chest pain, and easy fatigue, period. Her symptoms most likely are related to underlying coronary artery disease, although she does have obstructive sleep apnea, obesity, and multiple other problems which may contribute to her problems. Please see her EPIC report, Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.
Thank you.